The debate over the budget continues.
Since the government shutdown 2 weeks ago, eyes have been on Speaker Boehner and President Obama to come to a solution. But that hasn't worked out. Now the focus has moved to the Senate.
Now Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell are negotiating a possible deal, but some say their poor personal relationship could jeopardize the possibility of results before Thursday.
Here with us to discuss the lowdown on what we can expect from these negotiations is Deputy White House Editor for Politico, Rebecca Sinderbrand. Rebecca, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is kind of a moving target today. There was supposed to be a meeting between the president and congressional leaders. That's been postponed for what they say is good news. The Senate seems to be moving forward. What do you know about the latest there?
That's right. So, you know, this is one time we're having a meeting canceled because of actual progress, not the lack of progress. It looks like Senate leaders are closing in on some sort of a deal that would reopen the government and the shutdown and would extend the debt ceiling until at least next year. That's a big breakthrough. I mean, you know, on the impasse that's paralyzed the city for the past 2 weeks. Of course, as you mentioned, one of the big questions remains what happens in the House. And so right now the feeling is some sort of a deal could get through the House. It could not get through the House with Republican votes. And so the question is whether Speaker Boehner makes a decision to allow it to come to the floor and to be voted on without a majority support from his own caucus.
So that's a viable option. The Senate agrees. Reid, McConnell come to an agreement. They have a deal. It could get shot down in the House or not even come to a vote in the House.
Or it could get voted on in the House and amended in such a way that it heads back to the Senate. And then we start seeing another version of that ping pong we saw a few weeks ago. They were kind of passing the same bill back and forth. You know, the House would add language, the Senate would take it out and send it right back down. And so, there's always the possibility there are a number of ways this could play out. That's one of them.
Are people really feeling a sense of urgency? We've been looking at this debt ceiling crisis for days, weeks now, and here it comes. It's almost Thursday. Are you getting a sense that they want to have something done?
There's absolutely a sense that both sides want this to happen, but there's also, a sense of, you don't want to say optimism, but certainly far less pessimism than there has been up until now. There's a sense that there's movement on both sides. Both sides feel like a deal is imminent, at least, the deal that's worked out between Senate leaders and the deal the White House feels it can sign off on. Again, the big question mark remains what House Republicans do.
Now, as I said up front, people have been kind of looking at Speaker Boehner and President Obama to come to a deal. Why did the focus shift to the Senate now?
One of the things that this shutdown crisis and the debt ceiling crisis has kind of brought to sharp relief is the divide that you've seen developing between House Republicans and Senate Republicans. You know, we've seen this all along, but there's a sense that in the Senate, there's at least a sense of realism about what could be achieved and what couldn't be achieved by a shutdown or by a stalemate over the debt ceiling. And so, as these deadlines drew closer, you saw a greater willingness to compromise coming from the Senate Republicans. And there was a sense that, there's a place where Republicans and Democrats might be able to come together and work out some sort of a deal. Boehner would like to work out some sort of a deal. He's a pretty pragmatic guy. On the other hand, is in a sense kind of hamstrung by, a good chunk of his caucus who won't be willing to sign off on a compromise deal, who want to feel as though, this shutdown period that we've seen for the past 2 weeks and the kind of face-off had over the debt ceiling actually has accomplished something and accomplished some sort of major change. Remember, at the very beginning, this was a talk over major cuts and a talk over Obamacare and stopping Obamacare, and now we're down to the point where the discussions are over repealing a medical device tax, and so the stakes have lowered considerably for a caucus that was expecting much, much more.
Do you think, from what you've seen of what they're talking about in the Senate, that there will be enough of a victory there for we'll call them more moderate Republicans as opposed to the Tea Party element, enough there that they can satisfy the Tea Party and the Republican base?
Well, I mean, you know, the question mark again is not in the Senate. You know, we've seen this time and again where you'll have a bill come out of the Senate with overwhelming support, a support of a huge chunk of the Republican caucus, even sometimes of a majority of the Republican caucus, and that doesn't seem to mean much when it gets back to the House. And so, you know, the margin of victory in the Senate, sure, it'll send a message, but it doesn't necessarily seem to result in any sort of a shift in the House. You know, the House is going to be satisfied by what the House is looking for. And so the question, again, the bottom line is, can Boehner sell any kind of a deal to his caucus?
One possible scenario, and I don't want anybody to try to predict anything because who knows, but one thing that could happen is the Senate reaches a deal and it passes the House with a vote of House Democrats and a chunk of the Republican Party working with the Speaker, and voted against by the Tea Party element. How bad would the blood be among House Republicans if that's what comes to pass?
Well, that's been, again, the question from the beginning. Is John Boehner willing to kind of risk his own speakership by violating, you know, the so-called Hastert rule and bringing an item to the floor that does not have the support of a majority of his own party? He said time and again that he's not willing to do this. You know, not that it's a rule per se, but it's just not something that he's willing to do. And the question is, if push comes to shove and, you know, we get to midnight, we're up against the October 17th deadline, whether he decides the time has come to kind of throw caution to the wind. The issue has been, you know, if this was something he was going to do, there are times in the past where he could have done it. This isn't the first time he's been in this situation. And so, you know, it remains to be seen, but that's something that he may find himself kind of up against the wall and may have to do.
Just briefly before we're done, there was reporting in the Washington Post today that the personal relationship between Senators Reid and McConnell, the leaders of their parties in the Senate, was a big obstacle here. Do you see that as a possible stumbling block, or do they seem to be moving past that?
I mean, it's, you know, they've never had, and we reporters, well, you know, they've never had a particularly great working relationship, and it certainly hasn't been particularly great over the course of this crisis as well. And part of this has been also, you know, some political challenges McConnell himself has been facing as he kind of seeks re-election and expects a challenge. But at the same time, you know, right now, that's where the progress is happening on the Senate side. You're seeing both sides able to kind of work together and coming to really just, it's really just kind of crossing the T's and dotting the I's in terms of kind of working on the detail. There is a bit of a stumbling block when it comes to the medical device tax. That's an issue that they're still kind of working through. But the outlines of a deal are there on the Senate side. So the leaders have been able to kind of push past it, or whatever difficulties they have, and work together and come to an agreement on this.
All right, Rebecca, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Rebecca Cinderbrand. She's deputy White House editor for Politico.